and paper on this wonderful Wellness Wednesday, the WWW. This is Kathy Washington, and I am glad to move out of the way this morning to bring on our wonderful hostess who's going to take this call from here and take us on a little further. Evangelist Tiffany, are you there?
Good morning, Minister Kathy. Thank you very much for greeting us and seating us this morning. I am here. Can you hear me? Okay, loud and clear.
Can hear you loud and clear, yes.
Okay, great. Okay, see, that's what we do. We work together as a team. See, I even knew that she was going to say that before she said it. So we welcome each of you to the Master's Call. And as my sister has already declared, this is going to be a wonderful Wellness Wednesday. And we're going to take that acronym that Dr. Vanessa blessed us with a few weeks ago, the WWW. So we're going to say the Wonderful Wellness Wednesday. So that means that as we go through this Wednesday, we are expecting wonderful things to happen. And along with that, those wonderful things to happen, we are going to make sure that we are well, that our mentally, physically, and spiritually, our minds, our bodies, and our souls are well with the Lord. So once again, you have dialed into the Master's Call, and we thank God for each of you. And we ask that you would just send out a text message, send out a Facebook post, and let someone else know about the Master's Call. Invite them to join you on the Master's Call. The Master's Call started back on October the 25th of 2010, and as you know, we are approaching our first year, and we're excited about that. And we continue to grow each and every day, and we thank God for growth. We thank God that He is enlarging our territory. So we thank God for the founders of the Master Call, the founders who God gave the vision to, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Pastor Vanessa, and we thank them that they accepted the mantle, the vision, and that they have ran with it and continued to carry it out. The scripture reference that this call stands on can be found in Psalms 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And the mission statement for this call is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So we know that when you called in to this call, that you called in because you wanted to be enriched, you wanted your life to be enhanced, and you wanted your life to be empowered as you go through this wonderful Wellness Wednesday, and we thank God for you. And we pray that you would submit and accept God's call to be ministers in the marketplace. And see, when we go out into the marketplace, God expects us to do three things. Number one, we're supposed to love Him. And number two, we're supposed to love one another. And then He expects us to go out and to serve the world. So that means that we need to go out and share Jesus with one another. So we bless God for each of you. And if you would like to send in a prayer request, if you have any concerns or any issues regarding this call, or you would just like to just say how much you enjoyed this call and give a praise report or testimony, we invite you to go to our Gmail address, which is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. No apostrophe, just the S, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And then if you would like to go back and listen to any of the messages that you have heard on the line, or maybe you're just now a new listener on the call, but just know that all of our messages have been archived on our web address, and our web address for this call is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Again, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And we thank God for Dr. Vanessa because she has made sure that that website is updated every day. And there's a few of us who are in training along with her. So we make sure that the messages are there, that you could go to them at any time. So utilize that. It, send somebody else. If someone is having a bad day and they need a word and maybe you don't really know what to say, go to that website and read some and listen to some of those messages along with them, because I'm sure their day will be inspired and enhanced. So we once again thank you for dialing in to the Master's Call. And at this time, I would like to ask for our prayer general to come to the phone and open us up in a word of prayer. Miss Amber, are you there?
Can you hear me, Tiffany?
I can, prayer general. Go ahead.
Okay. All right, because I think someone hit the button because I unmuted myself. And we just thank God for, like you said, this wonderful wellness Wednesday, amen, amen, WWW, and we have a tap into God by the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. And the Word of God said in Lamentations 3 and 22 and 23, though the Lord mercies, we are not consumed, but his compassion fails not. They are new every morning, and great is the faithfulness of our God. And so, Heavenly Father, we thank you for your compassion, your mercy, loving on us, Daddy, each and every day that we wake up, and the blood covering that covers each and every one of us, and our angels, according to Psalms 91, Father God, you have given your angels charge over us, Father God, lest we dash our foot against a stone. So, God, we thank you for angels that are ascending and descending on our behalf. And so we come on another Wednesday, Father God, on the TMC, Father God, call, and just thanking you for what you have already done before the foundations of the world. We're just here touching and agreeing and seeing the manifestations of this day. And so, God, we thank you that the portals of heaven are already open, and, God, every diabolical portal is already shut. And so, God, we have clear airways to the third heavens that we can hear from on high from you. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. We pray for Artists International. We pray for the Diaz de Leon family and everyone that's connected. And the ones that are not connected, Father God, we thank them. Thank you for them, Lord, because it's not even about any of that. It's about your kingdom. God, it's not about us. God, we thank you for the founders of the TMC, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK, that you continue to pour upon them, refreshing, I decree and declare upon them, renewing, restoring, and a supernatural blessing of uncommon favor upon them. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for each and every one of the prayer intercessors on this call and their faithfulness. I pray and decree a special blessing upon them and their faithfulness, Father God, to pray for individuals. I pray for each and every speaker, Father God, that speaks and brings forth your anointed word of God. Even as the speaker on today, we put a demand on the anointing. I speak to the rivers of water and the man of God, and let it flow, and shift the atmosphere, and we know that you have a word for the Lord. So we set ourselves up. Our hearts, minds, and souls, and spirits are ready and in tune to the Spirit of God by the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. The enemy is already bound, because you said whatever we bind on earth should be bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth shall be loosed on heaven. So, God, we know that the enemy is already bound up. And so we come against, Father God, every spirit of the enemy and reverse it and send it back to the very pit of hell where it belongs. God, we thank you. We bless you. We know it's so in Jesus' name. Back to you, Tiffany.
Amen, amen, and amen. What a wonderful way to open up in prayer this morning, Prayer General. Thank you very much for clearing the highways on this wonderful Wellness Wednesday. And we receive and decree and declare that it is so. So we thank God for you, woman of God. And at this time, if you are an artist distributor on this phone this morning, then don't forget today is Wellness Wednesday. So that means that at 7 o'clock tonight, we have an obligation. And that obligation is to tap into the Artist International call, the corporate call that we have at 212-990-8000. the PIN code 1111, or go online to www.artistlive.com. You do not want to miss what's going on in Artists. So tonight and every Wednesday is your opportunity to tap in to see what is going on in Artists International, as well as go into your back office today and see basically how your business is doing. See if there's any new things that Artists International has to offer you, things that you could tap into that will grow your business. Remember, it's not up to anyone else to make your business a success, but it is up to you. So I pray that you would tap into the resources that are available for you. And if you're stuck, reach out to another distributor and ask a question. And if you're not an artist distributor on this line this morning, I invite you to go back to the person who invited you to this call and truly ask them what Artist International is all about. So you've heard all the announcements, you've heard our prayer, and now we're going to move on to the man of God this morning. I would like to introduce to you my brother in Christ, Pastor Chuck Brown. For the past 14 years, he has been delivering a message of faith, healing, and encouragement across the nation. His unique teaching style and dynamic delivery has blessed thousands. He has a mature and balanced understanding of the Word of God, and he is known for bringing clarity of the Word of God. If you have listened to the Master's Call, you will know that he's brought messages like experiencing favor in unfavorable conditions, be a dream catcher, not a dream killer, I have favor with God and man, water walking faith, it is my time, because you don't know my story, you don't understand my praise, and the devil tried to lock me out, but God let me in. So I pray that this morning, as Pastor Chuck, who is the pastor of Kingdom Builders Family Worship Center in Louisiana, as he comes to the phone this morning, that you would open up your ears, your heart, and your eyes and receive what thus says the Lord. Pastor Chuck, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning to you. This is Tiffany. How are you?
I am wonderful, Pastor Chuck.
Amen. Thank you so much for the gracious introduction and for the job that you're doing. Dr. Vanessa, of course, who is spearheading this call right now, we bless the Lord for her and for that powerful prayer by Amber. We bless the Lord for each and every one of you. Those of you who are on the line for the first time, we bless the Lord for you. Those who have on return and regular visitors and regular listeners, we bless the Lord for you. Thank God for each and every one of you and your prayers and everything else that just continues to move us forward. We bless God for you. Amen. Today I want to minister from the scripture, 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 to 15. And it reads, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions we desired of him. I would like to minister from this subject, the favor expectation. I'm expecting favor to not only accompany me, but to also precede me and be where I take my steps. I expect favor to be there. I've become consumed with this subject as an assignment from the Lord on favor, and I've been just ministering on the favor experience, because I understand that God wants us to experience favor. We experience much in life. We experience storms and fires and drama, trouble and persecution and even hardships, but God told me to tell you to get ready to experience his favor. It's important that you remember it's his favor, not yours. And because it's God's favor, he can bestow it upon whoever he wishes. That's why there's never really a reason for you to be jealous of anyone else. The worst thing you can do is hate on people who are blessed and hate on people who are doing well or experiencing favor or being successful. We often talk about haters, but to be honest, oftentimes our behavior describes us as the haters. Yeah, I can't hate on you when you're in season. I can't hate on you when you're in a place of life where everything you touch seems to turn to gold, because I know my time is coming. It may not be today or tomorrow, but rest assured that my time is definitely coming. And just like I'm rejoicing with you, Please rejoice with me when I get mine. The favor expectation. Now, allow me to define what expectation is. Expectation is the strong, unwavering faith and eager anticipation that what God promised you will most certainly happen. Expectation is the strong, unwavering faith and eager anticipation that what God has promised you will most certainly happen. I often minister from the New Living Translation of the Word. And I just want to read that scripture, 1 John 5:14-15, from the New Living Translation. It says this: and we are confident that he hears us whenever we ask for anything that pleases him. We are confident that he hears us whenever we ask for anything that pleases him. And since we know he hears us when we make our requests, we also know that he will give us what we ask for. This sounds like expectation to me. The long and short of it is this: you get what you expect. Now, I'll talk more on that in a moment. Here's what you need in order to really live in expectation of favor. Number one, the level of your preparation reveals your true expectation. The level of your preparation reveals your true expectation. There's a common phrase that is often stated by so many people, and I hate this phrase. I mean, I despise it, and you'll never hear me say it because I don't ascribe to it. It goes against what believers should believe. Here it is: hope for the best, prepare for the worst. Prepare for, you know, I hate when people say that. Hope for the best, but prepare for the worst. Listen, stop hoping for the best while you're preparing for the worst, because that contradicts your faith. If I'm hoping for the best, then I should prepare for the best. This is a hard saying, but it'll do good if you grab it. I can tell what you're expecting based on how you prepare. If you're not preparing for what you say you believe, then you're living a double life, and that instability will never allow you to see manifested favor. Here's the question of the day: what are you preparing for right now? If I had millions of dollars at my disposal, I was ready to invest it into your vision, would I be able to give it to you immediately, or would I have to wait until you've prepared yourself? Could I give it to you outright, or wait for you to get the degree? Could I give it to you right now, or wait for you to get certified? Could I go ahead and write the check to you, or wait? I would have to wait for you to get the license. I keep saying this over and over again, and I believe I got it from John Maxwell. But when opportunity knocks, it's too late to prepare. Now is the time for you to prepare for what you're expecting. We do it on a regular basis, but we have to intentionally do it to receive from the Lord. Look, there's a moment when you have company invited to your house, and when you have company, and especially in African American culture, we often say, "I'm expecting company." If you're a good host, then you begin to prepare for them because you're expecting them. You clean up, you prepare food, you get the house in order, you have it smelling well, you prepare an environment conducive to entertaining the company that you're expecting. And I can tell that you're expecting them because you're preparing for them, and that's how life should be. Whatever you expect, you should prepare for. When a woman is pregnant, we say that she's expecting. Does a smart woman wait until the baby comes and then goes out and buy milk and clothes in the crib? No. The wise woman begins preparing before she even sees the baby. And that's what I'm telling you to do. Start preparing for what you're expecting. Women have baby showers in anticipation of the arrival of the child. You know, we don't even know if you're going to go to term, but you anticipate it and you're expecting it, so you start preparing. Let me ask you this, people of God. Will it hurt you to start buying furniture for a house you haven't bought yet? Start buying little pieces so that God and man can reward your preparation with the manifestation of your expectation. Would it kill you to buy one business outfit a month in preparation for the position you expect to attain? I am so confident in what I'm expecting God to do for me until I'm preparing as if it's going to happen right now. What are you expecting? I can tell based on your study habits what grade you expect to receive. Prepare now for the life you expect to live. Here's number two: expectation must precede your dedication. Expectation must precede your dedication. Hear this word well. Stop dedicating your efforts to stuff that will produce a harvest you don't want. Stop dedicating your efforts to stuff that you that will produce a harvest you don't want. It's ludicrous, ludicrous, insane to invest in a company you know won't produce a profit. Yet we invest in seed into soil that we really don't want anything from. In other words, don't dedicate yourself, your time, your money, your health, your thoughts, or even your gifts to something you don't expect to reap a harvest from, or at least the type of harvest you want to receive. Here it is. Don't commit before you know what to expect. A lot of our issues stem around the fact that we commit to people we don't expect from. We don't expect anything positive from. We commit to relationships that we really don't expect anything to come out of. We commit to jobs and pursuits and even dreams. Why would I commit to a person I never expect to marry? If you're not marriage material, then I need to leave you alone so that I don't miss out on the man or woman of God that God has, the man or woman that God has for me. You're committing to a dead cause. If I don't expect this to go anywhere, I need not dedicate myself to it. Now, this ain't a sermon on relationships, but I feel I got to go here because I hear you in your mind saying, Pastor Chuck, you just don't know. I know he ain't Mr. Right, but he sure is Mr. Right Now. Well, Mr. Right Now may cause severe enough damage to you until you wished he was Mr. Never. Yeah, you got to make sure that when you're committing to something, you know what you're expecting, and what you expected, you're expecting of that person or that situation or that opportunity is something that you really want. Why waste time? Why waste time? I cannot and refuse to dedicate myself to something that I do not expect anything positive from. Here's number three. Don't be afraid to place demands on your faith. I heard this in this powerful prayer this morning. Amber kept hitting that. I place a demand on my faith and on the word of God. Don't be afraid to place demands on your faith. Can I tell you something? When I call on God, I expect an answer. And I hear some of your thoughts saying, oh, how are you going to say that about God? Easy, because God's word binds him to whatever I ask for him. And if it's in his will for my life, then I can ask him for it. I can demand healing because he said that with his stripes we're healed. I can demand clarity in a moment of uncertainty because he said, not me, but God said, that if I lack wisdom, I can ask him and he'll give it to me. I can demand an answer because God said I can ask, and when I ask, I shall receive. I can place a demand on my faith because he says that if I say to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea. Don't doubt in my heart, but believe that it's going to happen. Look, the mountain has to be moved. It has to happen for me. So if mountains aren't moving after I've done what he told me to do, then I have a right to ask why. If my money is still funny and I'm a consistent tither and a liberal giver, I have a right to know what's blocking my flow of favor. I have the right to place a demand on my faith. It's my God-given right, and I choose to exercise it. I'm placing a demand on my mind, get right and experience perfect peace that surpasses understanding. I place a demand on my family. As for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. My husband loves me like Christ loved the church. My wife is my helpmeet, supporter, and biggest cheerleader. My children are obedient and ministers to society, not ministers of society. I place a demand on my body. Be healed in the name of Jesus. I'm not asking you for healing. I'm demanding that the devil take his hand off my body. I place a demand on my finances. You will not have me stressed out every month over how I'm going to make it. A king's kid is not supposed to be begging. A king's kid is not supposed to always have to borrow. Not when his word says that I'll be the lender and not the borrower. I place a demand on my harvest. When I give, I expect men, boys, girls, women from the north, south, east, and west to give me good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. I place a demand on my career. Doors open for me that have been slammed in the face of others. God, you said that you open doors that no man can shut, and shut doors no man can open. I place a demand on the word. I don't apologize for it, and I'm not backing off of it. I expect God to answer me. Here's number four. Never allow limitations to determine your expectation. Never allow limitations to determine your expectations. When facing limitations, the worst thing you can do is allow the limitations to determine your expectation. Yeah, I'm talking about limited resources. The lack of resources or limited resources will not affect in any way what I expect. I expect God to move even when I don't know how he's going to move. I expect God to move even when I don't know when he's going to move. When God delivered his people from Egypt, they left with a lot of treasure and gold and silver and clothes, and that's how God is. He'll make your enemies bless you. He'll make your haters work hard for you. They left Egypt only to go into a wilderness that was inhospitable enough that they needed provision. Their food supply was gone. They needed provision. Their morale was low. They needed provision. The provision that they needed was rained down on them in the form of manna. And once they got sick of that, God sent flocks of quail to the camp. But don't you know that even after all that provision, they still didn't expect God to move the next time they were in trouble? Baby, look, based on God's track record, I know that this storm can't kill me. His record is so good until I know that this problem won't destroy me. He did it for me yesterday, so I know he can do it for me tomorrow. He didn't let me die last year, so he can still protect me this year. He didn't let me down then, so based on this record, I know all things are working together for my good. My limitations won't change or determine my expectations. In fact, the power of God is seen through my limitation. His strength is perfect in weakness. Gideon will tell you that just because you have a limited army of 300, that doesn't mean you won't get the victory. David will remind you that just because you have a slingshot and some rocks doesn't mean you won't destroy those giants that threaten to destroy you. My limitations can't affect my expectations because my limitations mean nothing when God gets in the mix. Yeah, when God gets in the mix, two fish, five loaves of bread becomes a buffet. I got to allow my expectations to exceed my limitations. Here's number five. Number five, never allow delays to change your expectations. I'm closing with this. Never allow delays to change your expectations. Galatians 6 and 9 says, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Let me be real. When you experience delay after delay after delay, it can sometimes cause you to change your expectation. And the reason that happens is due to the fact that delays make us feel rejected. But if God doesn't move when we want him or think he should move, then we believe erroneously that it means we cannot have it. But that's just not true. When I know I'm praying God's will, I know that my blessing is on the way. It may not have arrived yet, but it's on the way. I may not be walking in the land yet, but I'm on the way. It may not have happened just yet, but it's on the way. It's on the way. Listen, there's nothing like waiting for a check to arrive in your mailbox. You're confident knowing that it was mailed out, and because it was mailed out, you know it's coming. Your expectation is seen because you start thinking about what you're going to spend it on. Look, you start creating budgets and plans based on something that hasn't even arrived yet, but you know it's on the way. You start looking every day in the mailbox, checking it two or three times a day. You send your children out to the mailbox. You even start striking up conversations with the mail carrier. Your mood is great. You're smiling. You have a check that's on the way. You don't have it in hand yet, but you get excited about the expectation, Jesus. A lot of your problems is that you don't know how to praise in expectation. You only praise in manifestation when it materializes. But God is looking for people who will rejoice when they know that it's on the way. Why are you so happy? Because my breakthrough is coming. Why are you so joyful? Because my blessing is coming. I don't have it yet, but it's coming. I don't have my healing yet, but it's on the way. I don't have the peace yet, but it's on its way. I don't have the money and the restoration and the house and the car, but whatever I'm expecting is on the way. That's why I can't wait until the battle is over. I'm shouting now because I'm expecting victory and I'm expecting miracles and I'm expecting promotion. It's coming. I dare you to touch yourself where you are and say, it's coming. Get happy not because of what you have, but because of what's coming. Praise for what you have, but really give God glory for what's on the way. I'm expecting favor. I'm expecting doors to open today. I'm expecting great opportunities to come my way today. I'm expecting for my life to turn around in a great way and in a better way and in an awesome way today. This is my favor expectation. God, I'm praising you not just for manifestation, but I'm praising you for expectation. Hallelujah. God bless you. Thank you so much for this opportunity to share the word of God. And I pray that it was a blessing to each and every one of you. Amen. God bless you. Back to you.
Woo! Glory to God. Glory to God. The favor, expectation, Thank you, Pastor Chuck, for that on-time word. If you missed any of this message, we invite you to go back to our website, go back to the playback number, and listen and get those nuggets, because we are expecting God's favor upon us this day. Minister Kathy, are you there? If you would come and fill us out in a word of prayer at this time. Minister Kathy?
I am here.
Amen.
I am doing double duty this morning and bless the Lord. Thank God for that word. Can't hardly sit in my seat over here.
Amen.
Bless you, Pastor Chuck. Father God, we come before you now in the name of Jesus. We bless you for this opportunity to come into your throne room. We thank you, God, for your word this morning, favor, expectation. Thank you, Lord God, that it will stir each heart of each individual on this call today to remind us of our faith, that we should expect what we are praying about. And I thank you, oh God, that you are a God of your word. You are a keeper of your promises. Pray, Lord God, that you will cover the man of God today, replenish back into him everything that he has poured out to us this day. Father, we thank you that you are the God of comfort, and we hold up the Tate family, the Washington family, and all others who have lost loved ones. Father, we thank you that... Thank you, God, that there's absolutely nobody else like you nowhere, and we give you praise, honor, and glory for this awesome, awesome time around your word. Lord, we thank you that you're Jehovah Rapha, and we hold up Mother Whitaker before you today and Evangelist Gwen, Lord God. Continue to heal their body, Lord God, and we drive out every spirit of infirmity in the name of Jesus. We hold up, Lord God, the woman that is being represented by my Preston today. We hold her up before you now in the name of Jesus. I believe her name was Lori Sims. God, we ask that you would give favor upon this situation now in the name of Jesus. We go, Lord God, with great expectation today. We are in favor expectation of what you're going to do. We give you praise, honor, and glory for all that you're doing, and we bless you for it now in the matchless and wonderful name of Jesus. Minister Tiffany, I'm going to give it back to you because we are over our time now.
Yes, 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 I receive that, and I thank you, woman of God, for closing us out and sealing our call in a word of prayer. To Prayer General Amber, thank you for opening us up, and for Pastor Chuck, God bless you, and we thank you for the favor, expectation, and to each of you, the Master Call listeners, I pray that you would obey and submit to God's will as you go through your day, as you go out and be a minister in the marketplace. And remember, God's favor is upon you. So go out with expectation and have a wonderful Wellness Wednesday. God bless you all. Until tomorrow when we meet again. God bless you. We love you. Have a great day. Goodbye.